toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com allows you to actually control the content of the site. You can vote on things that people have submitted. You can submit things as well. But basically, you vote up or down on whether you like or dislike something that's on our site. And the more upvotes it receives, the more likely it's to be promoted to the front and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie and Michelle.
Let's go right back into your calls here in just a moment. But I know, Allie, you had some further thoughts you wanted to, I guess, express regarding the police and them targeting the government people, targeting minorities.
Right. So I think that there's definitely a group of cops and government agents out there that are just simply racists. But I don't think that the disparities that you see in, like, the demographics and incarceration rates is just about racist cops. I think a lot of it has to do with basically racist legislation. Like, a lot of this legislation that we consider to be, oh, it helps minorities get ahead. Think of the times that a lot of this legislation passed. It wasn't when we had total tolerance of minorities. A lot of it was meant to keep white people from having to compete with minorities as far as labor and jobs went.
It's true.
And it's been packaged as something that's meant to help, you know, these people. And it's really, they call it like knocking out the rings of the economic ladder. So it makes it more difficult for them to catch up.
Yes.
So when you're in poverty, it's much more likely that you're going to be arrested and incarcerated than if you have, you know, a steady job, you know, family.
So it's not so much a racist thing as it is something that targets poor people.
Economic conditions.
Right. And not only are you more likely to be arrested if you're poor, but you're also less likely to be able to successfully start your business or your own business because of what you're talking about with these regulations that make it so difficult to open up a business. Maybe it's a zoning regulation. Maybe they just won't let you run businesses out of your home where you live, maybe like a city. There's just zoning that just won't allow that. They'll shut you down for that.
Like hair braiding and stuff.
Sure.
I knew some girls that were really good at doing cornrows. I had my hair done, but you can't pay someone to do that legally. I mean, I think it happens anyway, but you're not supposed to be paying someone to have to braid your hair for you. But
well, unless they have some sort of a permit, right?
Right. Unless they have
a
permit
license
and a shop and probably a certain number of sinks and all this different stuff.
And now you're talking about serious cash. I mean, the average poor person is not going to be able to afford all of that, you know, the renovations that would be required to open up a storefront. But if it's a matter of letting people come into their home and provide them with the service there, that's something that someone who's poor can do. But the fact is, these regulations keep them from even getting to that point. Or if they do just go ahead and open up their own place, then all of a sudden they've got men with guns threatening them and telling them, oh, well, you don't have your permission slip, so therefore you either shut down or we take you to jail.
It's kind of hard to have dialogue with her because she just kept talking or whatever, but I really wanted to move the conversation away from race to the economic aspect and then get to that's which was why I was getting at the question of her voting for Obama or not, because really it's a condition of economics. And everyone, black, white, you know, has suffered from this economy that is not just the I wouldn't blame Obama for that.
No, you can't.
Right.
That was actually the beginning of her call, was that you know, she said you can't blame Obama for the economy, and she's right.
But many people look to him to fix it, though.
Well, that's true too, and he's not going to fix it. And but he can't be singularly blamed. He and all the politicians that are in there, and everybody that came before him are to be blamed. I mean, so George Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, all of these people have been just screwing people left and right. They've been raising taxes, increasing regulations, and making it so people can't grow their own businesses and help themselves. And it's been a long time coming. The economy did not just screw up because Obama got elected. It's ridiculous to think that that's true. But it's not getting better because of Obama. It's not, you know, it could certainly get worse because of Obama, in the same way that it would have been getting worse had John McCain been elected as well. We'd be experiencing similar problems if John McCain had been elected.
Right. I feel privileged to be a white female, which means I'm least likely to ever be incarcerated, and that I have the opportunity to actually learn about the way the economy works. And it, you know, it doesn't surprise me that these people who are in this desperate situation are just waiting for someone to just tell them that they're willing to do something to help them. You know, if they've been taught their whole lives that government's the answer to the problems of poverty, then, you know, you're not going to hear Mitt Romney going out there saying, oh, yes, we need to help minorities.
Well, it's... I don't know if they've been taught that government is the answer to the problem of poverty, but they certainly know that government is the problem. I mean, I think a lot of them are aware that government is standing in the way of them creating their own business.
I don't agree with that at all.
Do you think
I totally disagree.
I think it's like a local federal thing. Like, as far as the local government goes, they know that they're corrupt because they see those people all the time coming around and messing around. But maybe they see, like, the federal government as some kind of savior to, like, come in and stop the abuse. I don't know.
With what do you disagree, Michelle?
The idea that this segment of the population, I'm gonna say African American from the South who's unemployed and has had multiple generations of poverty. I lived in Nashville, Tennessee. I also lived in Alabama, and so in those 4 years, especially having come out from the West, where you can't, if your eyes are closed, you can't really tell the difference between someone who is black and white when they speak and what have you. When you go to the South, it was such a shock for us, and I kept saying, "Man, these people just don't know that they can walk off the plantation." You know, there was a difference. Black people in general, as if they're from a low socioeconomic class, they defer to white people. Even now, even though they're no longer slaves, they still defer.
Everyone's a slave now.
I'm talking about...
You mean the old chattel slavery.
Yes. And yeah. There are behavioral differences between Southern blacks and Northern.
I don't feel comfortable
and...
to put people in groups like that. I don't feel comfortable like that at all.
I never saw people...
You're from Alabama, by the way.
Right. I'm from Alabama. There's a level of awkwardness in as far as the differences in race, and what it comes from is people being insecure and thinking about
there's a reason for that, though, and it's all integrated in because the government was the one that quote unquote freed people rather than there just being the organic process that would have occurred had, you know, Lincoln not interfered, because people were already releasing their slaves, there had already been a societal change. Now, I'll give you an example. I went to a wedding back in 2006 in Alabama, in Birmingham, and it was this, you know, rather wealthy, well-to-do family. There were 600 guests invited. That's a big wedding. And the housekeeper who had worked for the family for 30 years and had been kind of like nanny to the two children who were now in their 30s, had raised them, changed their diapers, what have you. I was told this woman is a part of the family. Her name is Myrtle. She was so, you know, so nice. And she's, of course, part of the family. Well, I was trying to buzz around and help with wedding things. You know, I was a guest in their home, but I wasn't part of the wedding party. So I was just trying to be helpful. And I asked if they'd like me to go pick up Myrtle to take her to the wedding, because I knew she didn't drive. And I said, well, why would Myrtle go to the wedding? I said, what do you mean, why would Myrtle go to the wedding? And she goes, there aren't going to be any of her people there. This is a college-educated woman who said this.
Is she white? Or?
She's white.
Okay.
She's white. So it hadn't even occurred to her. She ended up inviting Myrtle at the last minute to go to the reception, and this gal took her two daughters and was at the reception, and they stuck to themselves the whole time.
But that doesn't mean anything about people in the South in general, blacks in the South who are, you know, poor. I don't think it's fair to make these generalizations.
Okay.
I mean, people are different. I think that it's true.
I think great if someone else would call it and support what I'm talking about, because I know
here.
I'm right here.
We can get to your calls. I mean, I'm sorry. I think there's truth in the statement that blacks in the South are still being kept down by the man. I think that's true, and that they're being, you know, indoctrinated in government, you know, schools, which is going to lead towards some trends and tendencies.
Perpetual poverty.
That doesn't mean that there aren't black people in the South who want to start their own businesses. And
my best friend.
That's not
black.
What I said. I did
well,
not
maybe
say
I misunderstood
that.
You. 855-453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which order are
you going to obey? You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign me to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
listening.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
Now, I have work today. This is you. Wait, come. Now, wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us what you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features that we will provide you with there, including the bulletin board system, which allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also find show prep elements there from the stuff that we use on the air. We list it under the show prep section on the BBS. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to find it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We were talking about how the man is keeping poor people down because that's generally what's true. Although I think there's definitely evidence that certain poor people are targeted more often than others, specifically blacks and Hispanics, especially if we're talking about being in the South. And although it may be true across the board, But definitely poor people are targeted because they're just easier to run roughshod over. I mean, the rich people can hire lawyers, and lawyers can be tough to deal with if you're the government, the police, and all that.
I was never sued, though, when I didn't have any money, and I've been sued lots of times since I did. So there is definitely more money, more problems.
That's true, but, you know, there's a certain level of poverty where it's, like, crushing, like, you know... Cost me something.
No, but I actually had a lawyer say in the last time I was in court, this woman is picking on a poor minister.
Well, then you're getting sued by another human being, right? You're getting sued by another person, whereas with the government, people are picking on people. They do tend to pick on poor people, at least for little stuff like, you know, stopping them from having business stopping them with business regulations from having a business in the first place. Certainly when you start to get a bunch of money, then the government becomes interested in taking that from you. So, I mean, being rich isn't a way to necessarily solve all your problems, but it is going to lessen the likelihood that you're going to be pulled over on the side of the road and arrested for the possession of a joint. Let's just say that.
Correct.
Whereas poor people, much more likely to be targeted for these things, and then that ruins their lives because, as we talked about earlier, they then get a criminal charge on their record. It becomes then more difficult to get a job, which then makes maybe more likely they're going to be depressed and continue drinking or pick up some other kind of drug habits. It's just a nasty cycle that continues on. And like I said earlier to the caller previously, I wish there was some sort of hope for seeing this stuff change in the future, but I just don't see it happening. I mean, there's actually a news piece in, where is it here?
But she is looking to have her vote count and to march on, I guess, City Hall or the courts in order to affect change.
Yeah, and I don't blame her for thinking that. I mean, a lot of people believe that that's how that things are going to have to change, that they're going to have to change the system. And I think it's true. The system's going to have to change unless all of a sudden all of these bureaucrats that work for the police departments are going to wake up and start thinking freedom-oriented and, you know, stop enforcing bad laws on people. Until then, you're going to have stories like the one out of Long Beach where the police went into a pot medical cannabis shop and basically beat the occupants and proceeded to destroy equipment in the shop. They actually, there's footage of one of the police officers with a club bashing the hell out of a surveillance camera in there to obscure the rest of the damage that they then proceeded to do after the camera had been destroyed. There was video footage of one of these officers basically crushing a man with his full weight, and these guys weren't violent. They weren't dangerous. They're operating in an open marijuana shop in California where this thing should be legal. Why were they raided? They didn't have a permit. So once again, because they might have been poor, and they did seem to be black gentlemen that were operating this shop, they had enough wealth to go through the process of opening the shop, but maybe they didn't know enough about the legal land framework to hire a lawyer to make sure that all their T's were crossed and all their I's were dotted as far as whatever legal, because they were legal by California state law. It was the local ordinance that they didn't have. They didn't have the local permit to occupy that space. So the cops came in and did a raid just like they would do on any illegal marijuana facility.
Right.
On somebody's business.
So people's money, the fruit of your labor, is being confiscated from you to hand over to thugs that will go in and steal from your neighbor and destroy your neighbor's property.
Right. So
how do y'all feel about that?
It's terrible. And I think that's one of the things that our earlier caller was referring to, where she feels frustrated and would like to have some of that relieved, would like to make it so that her, people she considers her brothers and sisters are not going to be crushed in this way, and then therefore will have the opportunity to create something more for themselves. I didn't hear her advocating, a welfare program. Maybe had we kept her on the line, she would have gotten to that point. And obviously, we don't think that welfare is the solution, because then you're creating more problems. You're creating dependency on the state. And actually, it was earlier this week that we talked about the significant numbers of Americans, just Americans across the board, that are getting a paycheck from the government. It's something like one out of every two households, someone in that household is receiving a check from the federal government. Not even all the state welfare programs and all that. So welfare is a huge problem, not just for poor people, but just or blacks. It's just a huge problem across the board. I want to go to Mike, who's on the line listening in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, Mike, with Ian and Allie and Michelle.
Hey, Ian. Welfare is not only a problem for the poor, it's a problem for me. That's why they're getting 33% of my paycheck. I've never filed an income tax, so I'm happy to say, in my entire
life. That's heroic. But
yay! I love that, Mike.
Wait a minute. Now, you're a professional driver, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, that's interesting that I presume you're working for companies while you're driving, or are you an independent operator?
No, I work for a company. I've always worked for a company. I can't seem to make it work to get my own truck. I think that that's not viable in today's market. But I just never filed. And I
so
think
do
that's
they take
how
the money that. From you? Just to clarify, do they take taxes and you're just not filing, so you're just still losing whatever amount they're taking out in withholding?
Yeah, I just don't file. They take out their Social Security, state and federal, and that kind of thing, which is, you know, I'll take that. They can take that. I'm just not going to give them any more, you know?
Hmm.
So do you file? So you don't file. So when you initially are filling out your paperwork with your employer, do you put down several exemptions to minimize what it is that you're having taken from your paycheck each week or month or whatever?
I sure do. I'm single with no kids, but I put down that I have three dependents and a wife that doesn't work.
So yeah. You do file mm-hmm. the initial paperwork because the company requires you to do that, but afterwards
right. You're
not filing whatever other paperwork comes through. But they presumably are still sending information to the IRS on you. So have the IRS ever threatened you?
Never. And I think that it's because more than likely they would owe me money.
Huh.
I think that's how I've stayed under the radar. That's just my idea on
it. How many years have you been doing this?
I have never done it, and I've been working. I still got my first job at Dairy Queen when I was in high school, age 14.
And you are now how old?
I'm 40.
Wow, that's great.
Nice.
Congratulations, by the way. And I think that's a good point. Maybe you would get a refund if you actually filed, which, of course, is a major reason why people file, is the fact that the government will send them some money back, and so that's a big incentive for people.
But the federal government creates this relationship with people, you know, where they're filing and getting money back, and then what happens when you go get out of the rat race and you're actually making some real money that creates actual wealth? You've already had this established relationship with the federal government where you've been paying and filing and what have you, and you might not be paying now, but you'll be paying then.
Mike, I know you had something else I think you wanted to talk about, so you can stick with us here if you'd like, and we will bring it back. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us over here on the phones and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll free number here for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features we have there. Archives going all the way back to late 2006. Click and download as many as you would like at freetalklive.com. And if you click over to our SoundCloud profile, that'll make it easy for you to share the Free Talk Live episodes of your choice on the Facebook or Twitter or wherever it is that you like to hang out online with your social network. You can go and find the SoundCloud link under Listen and Share. It's on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com. It's, again, the SoundCloud link under Listen and Share. Gets you quick access to a whole bunch of archives. Makes it easy to share with your friends. So we've been talking about poverty and how the government people are very interested in the business of expanding poverty. They want you to be poor. They want you to be poor, so, first of all, it protects their buddies, protects their very rich fat cat business friends from competition, because poor people are innovators. They're people that are going to create businesses, if they had the freedom to, that is. They would create businesses, they would start new opportunities, create new opportunities for people, and innovate in those industries, create new options that have never been offered to the marketplace before.
There's a certain freedom that I think comes with, you know, not having much to lose. You're just more willing to take risk. And
right, yeah, and you know, bring something fresh to the table and see what happens. They would do that, but they're unable to, because a lot of business regulations and zoning regulations and other things, taxes, keep them out of that business. So it's one of the things that the government does, is they protect their buddies by keeping poor people poor and stopping them from creating new wealth for themselves, or, as Ali was pointing out, stopping them from climbing the rungs of the economic ladder by basically kicking out those rungs in the first place to prevent them from even having a chance. And then on the other hand, they also want to increase poverty so that they can offer benefit programs to those poor people, and then they can get them hooked on being poor. Hey, why would you want to go ahead and take a risk and start a business when you could just
take the safe road and get a check from us. Mm-hmm. And you could live in our house. And you could take our money. And you could take our food. And then you can become a total serf living off the state. And then they've really got you. Because even though they're victimizing you on one hand by preventing you from having opportunities and putting your brothers and sisters in jail because of the war on drugs and other nonsense, on the other hand, they're also keeping you poor by giving you checks and just keeping you right in the place where you've been. That it's just a really... just horrible system.
Right. Well, and, while I don't disagree, or while of all the things that government could use the money that they get, that they steal from people, obviously the way they get the money is inherently wrong, or at least obvious to me. But then as far as how they spend the money, you know, they could spend it, they have options, right? Like they could spend it on protecting their buddies. They could spend it on employing more cops.
You're not going to suggest that they do, like, the right and noble thing, are you?
Well, as far as, like, the potential that they have.
They want to be able to stay in power, and the only way they can do that pandering to those that are giving them money. I mean, I knew a lobbyist while I was growing up in high school, and his job, he was paid, this was a lot of money back then, $250,000 a year just to represent...
Not bad right now.
Right, to represent one business in Sacramento.
You know, represent them in D.C.
Yes. Yeah. Well, first he was schmoozing. He mostly did Sacramento. He did lobbying on a state level for the most part.
So he's like taking them out to dinner and things like that. That sort of thing.
Oh no, he had like box at for the 49ers and for the Angels, and there was a private plane so that you could, you know, take your friends out to Catalina. 25 of you could go have a lunch.
And he's doing this with politicians, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the government subsidizing, you know, businesses to keep them ahead, but if they're going to be subsidizing anyone, let it be the poor people. If they're going to, you know, then the counter to that, though, is that when you subsidize something, you get more of it, so it could be, in a sense, creating more poverty.
Well, that's what they're doing. They are subsidizing poor people with welfare programs.
Right, but I'm just saying, you know, would you rather, so say, you know, the city's like, we've got $1,000, should we give it to this homeless man, or should we buy a tank with it? Or, you can't buy a tank for $1,000, but you see what I'm saying? Like,
well, obviously, I would, if I have to choose between war and giving people, you know, checks, well, then obviously I'm not going to choose war because it's much more obviously destructive of human life. Although that said, I don't support giving people checks right out the, you know, from the government coffers either. But one of the points I wanted to make here before we get back to your phone calls is that if you are not of a rich economic class, then these laws are working against you. And, of course, also regulations are preventing you from creating wealth, but also the money system is preventing you from creating wealth as well. Now, this also hurts rich people, but they're better at investing money, and they've got people to invest it for them. And
are you talking about inflation and just your dollars being worth less?
That's exactly right. I mean, it doesn't hit rich people as hard. It's still hitting them, but it doesn't hit them as hard because they can invest their money and live off of those, live essentially off of their investments, whereas poor people, they don't have those options. But just because you don't have a whole lot of money doesn't mean you can't afford to take the money that you do have and turn it into something that's going to store value, like gold or silver, something that's going to, as the government continues to increase the money supply, it's going to likely keep up to pace with that, and you're going to be able to get out of it the value that that you originally stored in it, because silver still buys today what it bought 20, 40, 50, you know, years ago. It's the money that it's valued in is what's being screwed, and that means if you've got dollars, they're stealing money from you without you even realizing it. You're being taxed, and you're not even realizing how much you're being taxed. So if you go to silver.freetalklive.com, you can order whatever silver and gold you can afford. And, of course, obviously you want to order as much at once as possible because shipping's a factor, and you know the shipping costs will bring your overall cost up or your overall cost per silver piece. But that's a good way to kind of sock away some savings, especially if you're a poor person, and actually keep the value of that savings.
Yeah.
So maybe that someday you could start that business that you're looking to start. And Mike was on the line with us here. I know that Mike had called for a different reason, but I wanted to bring him back here so he had a chance to get to that. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, just two more things real quick and I'll free the line. The first thing is when people think that they're getting a return from the government, they get all excited because they're getting that chunk of cash, but really it's just money that the government extorted from you to begin with that you're getting some of back. back.
Right. You're only getting a portion of it back, and you didn't get to hold the money, so you didn't get to invest it in anything that could have given you a greater return. They got to sit on it. They got to collect the interest in their bank account.
And it's worth less now that you got it back.
Yep. And this is the thing. I've talked to you guys before about watching the police brutality on YouTube and stuff, but last night I watched a few videos of police brutality in foreign countries, and 3 out of 4 times when a cop is beating somebody up in some country like Pakistan or Mexico or something, the citizens have no problem jumping on the cop and beating him up.
Wow.
And
do you condone that?
Well, yeah, I think that, I mean, it's our obligation to help our countrymen, right? I mean, I don't like to see that, and I'm too scared to do it myself. I've seen police brutality many times, and it's, I mean, of course, we're all scared. But my point is, I'm sorry, Ian, go ahead.
I was going to say, I wonder when that's going to start happening here, because, I don't support violence as a solution either, but I do understand that people do have a certain point past which they will snap, and they will be likely to turn to this as a solution. I hope it doesn't happen. I don't want fights to occur, and I think that if somebody's going to intervene in police brutality, I'd rather see them intervene in a more peaceful manner, that won't result in an escalation of violence. Like, for instance, somehow separate the people that are fighting, to stop the fight from occurring, to stop the police from beating somebody, but not administer a beating in return.
But what could we have done, for example, with Derek J back at the dance party when there were only like 3 or 4 cops and there were 25 of us?
Oh, God, I'm glad that nothing violent did happen, because that was a very emotional
night. Well, they used violence on Derek.
Right, but I'm saying I'm glad that no one acted out of their emotions. Like, everyone was very emotional that night. They were screaming, and I think that that looked bad. Like, I'm glad that no one
I wasn't screaming. But,
that's good.
Yeah, but
You were also not a new person. There were a couple of newer people there that were really very upset, and it tends to be that way with newer movers of the Free State Project. They still are holding on to some anger and are likely to get excited. But that's a good question. What could have been done differently in that case? And, Mike, I share the frustration, and it's an interesting observation that people are willing to step in those situations. And I agree with you. I think that at some point people are going to step in, and I hope that they, when they do step in, that they just try to stop the violence from occurring, although I don't expect that's going to be realistic. They're likely going to be all worked up and want to strike back. Thanks for the call. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers! From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we will share with you there. You can go and create the content on the site if you would like. And if you appreciate the fact that all the website is free, then maybe you want to support the show on a voluntary basis by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the concept is you send in $3 a month, and then Free Talk Live takes that and invests it in the show, getting on more radio stations and bringing more internet listeners on board so more people can come across the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth $3 a month to you, plus you get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast without normal commercials in it, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card, as well as you can do any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our site. So once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and your thoughts, Aaron is on the line in Springfield, Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Aaron.
Thanks. Just got done spending some money on a Free Talk Live Amazon portal.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. So you shop through shop.freetalklive.com. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I blew some money for my wife's birthday. I listen to the archives every day. Is there a particularly memorable or noteworthy or extra special episode of Free Talk Live that you would recommend I download from the archives?
Are you talking about over all 6 years of archives?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You don't have a favorite? Top 20 show or something like that?
Don't have any way of qualifying, you know, what shows are the best. I mean, I couldn't even tell you what I talked about on Monday night, let alone, you know, what was good a year ago.
I used to be an avid listener of the podcasts, and if you're the type of person that likes to hear dissenting views call into the show and have them smacked down by Ian and Mark, Saturday shows are the best ones for that.
We do tend to have a larger audience on Saturday than we do the rest of the week, which does usually mean that we'll get a variety, a much wider variety of callers. Callers tend to be a little bit more
I guess, of the choir or of the friendlier sort during the week. And then on Saturday nights, we probably double or triple our number of radio stations. And certainly triple the number of stations carrying the show live, which is a big factor in whether or not you get phone calls. And so, yeah, I think, Ali, that's a good general recommendation. Saturdays are a little bit more action-packed, I think, than the average show. But as far as content of each show and what was good and what wasn't, I mean, what I like isn't necessarily what you're going to like, Aaron. So I mean,
I'm on Fridays, so if that gives you any, you know, clue of what, when it's good.
So, and things have changed too, right? Like, so you haven't been on Fridays forever. There was somebody on Fridays.
I was
previously.
On Fridays before her.
Yeah, me
right.
and Michelle.
Yeah.
So Friday is obviously the way to go.
But I've been on every night except for Saturday and Wednesday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you've been keeping track. That's interesting. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have that. Some people have called over the years and have asked, why don't you guys do a best of? Like, I don't even want to begin the process of figuring out what is the best show of a week, or, you know, what was the best show of a month. I have no way of quantifying that, and it would take me too much time.
A lot of people seem to like when you and Mark get into it.
Some people hate it.
Oh, really?
Some people like it, some people hate it.
Can you count downloads of particular episodes? Like, could you look up which ones have had the most downloads, maybe?
I could do that, yeah. But that's also still not fair, necessarily, because newer episodes are biased. The older episodes are biased against newer episodes in that they've been around longer to accumulate more downloads. So, no, I think you just kind of have to go, just going to, like, either look at the descriptions of the shows and pick one that you like, or take a shot in the dark, maybe randomly grab a Saturday episode or something like that.
All right, Saturdays it is. Thanks for your help.
All right, Aaron. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Shot in the heart, and you're to blame. I have no idea why I just said that. It's like Tourette.
Who's saying?
It's like Tourette. It just totally overcame me.
What you could do is, I have another suggestion, is if, like, there's some notable thing you remember happening in the past since Free Talk Live has started, and you want to hear Mark's perspective on it, you could always go back to that date.
Around that time frame.
And look at the topics are on there.
Well, right. So we may not have talked about it that same day because we don't always do what the mainstream media is doing as far as news stories are concerned. Like, for instance, I don't know how many talk shows are talking about roll-your-own-cigarette stores going out of business today. That's right. In the news today. But so we don't necessarily talk about an issue at the time that it happens, but it wouldn't hurt to go and look at the shows that sort of surround that date and see, you know, if the description matches up what you're looking for. So one thing's for sure. This is a problem that happens when you have so many archives online. It's like, how do you catalog it all? How do you really keep any of it in the front of your mind? It's not possible. There's just too much.
It's a good problem to have.
I guess. Too much content, but it's all free, and you are welcome to grab as much as you like. Eddie Free, speaking of free things, Eddie Free. And you're not quite free yet because you were yelling the other day at the White House, Eddie Free, and there's a video of that online. I actually posted it to freekeen.com today. I guess you're kind of upset, huh? What's going on?
Well, you know, sometimes you just have to kind of vent at the end. You know, somebody, you just keep it pent up inside for so long, and I think it's healthy.
You had to ejaculate.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you said you had it pent up for so long.
You have to get the poison out.
Hi, Eddie.
Thank you for ejaculating for all of us.
All over the White House.
Some of us don't have the balls for it.
Oh, wow.
Good one.
Nice.
Yeah, Eddie, well, I thought it was a great video, by the way. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, so, you're asking about that. Well, actually, Ian, I wanted to first talk about a protest that I'm having.
Oh, great.
Swimsuit in Asbury Park.
Yes. We're going to have a swimsuit civil disobedience party. You know, they're not enforcing the law, but I see it as a great opportunity to, you know, bring the ideas of liberty and voluntarism to a larger crowd. And so I just, you know, I'd seen the story about
if you can get some hot girls in swimsuits, that'll definitely expose a larger
crowd.
It's
a very large gay community, so some hot guys in swimsuits, too.
Wait a minute. Which city is this again? It's in
New
Jersey,
right?
New
Jersey? Mm-hmm.
It's
Asbury, yeah, and it's at Asbury Park Boardwalk. So
okay.
It was. It's been a law on the books for a long time, and there's so many ridiculous laws.
Are you talking about blue laws?
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about blue laws, like silly things like you can't have sex except for missionary style on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
No, not even blue laws. I mean, there's a law in the books in New Jersey that all the cats have to have three bells on their collar to warn birds. There's another law that
is that enforced?
You can't sell ice cream. You can't sell ice cream after 6 o'clock without a doctor's note from the customer.
These are laws
that are still on the books.
They're not enforced yet. I mean, wait until they need to generate some more revenue.
Well, that's just it. This New Jersey Asbury Park story, we talked about it a couple weeks ago on Free Talk Live, where it's essentially a former city councilwoman who is now retired and is very upset about young women and men on the beach wearing next to nothing. She's very
snooky! Snooky!
And is this the same place where those people live?
Yeah, basically.
So she's very upset about it, and she wants the law that is on the books to be enforced. About where
she's fat and ugly.
She's, I don't know, I haven't seen a picture of her, but
I'd just be curious.
She's in her 80s, so, you know.
So she's wrinkled.
Maybe she was ugly at one time, now she's just ugly in her mind. Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, I guess she wants all the women wearing, you know, having parasols and wearing their petticoats as they walk down the boardwalk.
That's absolutely what she wants. She wants to prohibit, she wants the law that prohibits people from being in bathing suits on the boardwalk to be enforced. However, as you pointed out at the beginning of your call, the mayor of the town has basically said, that's not going to happen. We're not going to enforce this.
I sent out an invite to him, and he sent me an email back saying, you know, we're not going to enforce this thing. So.
Yeah.
Every law is a threat. Every law is a gun, and it's nothing less than a threat. And so I think that this is going to be a great opportunity to.
When's it happening?
To bring that
by
out
the way,
to the larger
next Saturday
group of people.
So where can people go, Eddie, to get more information about your protests?
They can go to Asbury Boardwalk's Civil Disobedience Swimsuit Party. On Facebook.
Asbury Boardwalk Civil Disobedience Swimsuit Party.
Yeah, it's kind of a long title, but I'm sure if they just start typing in Asbury Boardwalk Civil Disobedience, they'll find it and it'll pop right up.
That's exciting.
We got people from all across the country that are planning on coming out there, and we were going to have live music. We're going to have a catwalk swimsuit fashion show.
Are you going to be in that catwalk fashion show, Eddie?
I don't know. I'm thinking about being the announcer kind of guy, you know.
He looks pretty hot in the coconut.
I saw that.
I don't know what they're wearing.
Are you going to wear your coconut swimsuit? You had this, like, coconut bikini thing that you wore at Pork Fest. It was awesome.
Listen, I love the coconuts, but I've got something else planned that I'm going to be wearing.
Well, let us know how it goes, Eddie.
It's going to be a really fun event.
It sounds like a great idea. It sounds like a good time. And if you're in the area, you should definitely make it out there. And Eddie Free, thanks for the call. Keep us in the loop with how it goes. Hour number three is next, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseRet FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.